Montana lawmakers have voted to subpoena the Secretary of State. They're ordering a record of what private voter information the office has sent to the federal government. MTPR's Clayton Murphy reports.
In a 10-to-1 bipartisan vote, legislators agreed they need to know what Secretary of State Christy Jacobson sent to the U.S. Department of Justice. The federal agency requested unredacted state voter rules in 2025 to review. The State Administration and Veterans Affairs Interim Committee approved the subpoena on Wednesday. Senator Teresa Manzella, a Republican from Hamilton, is chair of the committee.
It's imperative that the three branches of government work together. But ultimately, it is the legislature that is tasked with safeguarding and protecting our elections.
According to the committee, the Secretary of State has failed multiple times to provide the information they've requested. And it's not just state officials who've made requests. Keegan Nashen is a restaurant server from Livingston. She and another private citizen asked the Secretary of State what of their own information was shared with the DOJ.
I just couldn't stand it. Like, that's the cornerstone of democracy, is our voting systems.
The public information request showed that Nashen's full name, date of birth, several addresses, her voting district, and a couple of unclear sets of numbers were released to the federal government. The DOJ requested that states include voters' driver's license numbers and the last four digits of Social Security numbers. Jacobson said that she fully complied with the DOJ, but her office also said that they didn't share those socials or driver's license numbers. Once the subpoena is served, the Secretary of State will have 10 days to either comply or take the issue to court. The office has yet to respond to requests for comment. In Helena, I'm Clayton Murphy.